It's now time for the Positive Chats podcast. And all Positive Chats podcasts are recorded and then made available for you on the Positive Chats podcast page at our website, yeshome.com, so you can listen to it later, share with others. And this morning, we'll be talking with Ahava Fisher from Florida about Cardboard Box Church. Good morning, Ahava. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's great to connect with you and to speak with you.
Yeah, looking forward to talking with you this morning, chatting with you about Cardboard Box Church. Very interesting.
Yes, do you like the name?
Love the name.
Well, yes.
Tell us about Cardboard Box Church. What is that?
Well, actually, it is a mobile church. It is literally made of cardboard and tape. And it's very cute. It's adorable. You can find it on YouTube. And my husband is the pastor of Cardboard Box Church. It's a legal registered church.
Oh, wow.
And we pray for people on the streets. We can take it anywhere. It just takes about 5 minutes to set up. And we have taken it across the U.S., actually.
Oh, wow. Well, you can't go wrong with duct tape. You know it's durable and it'll hold.
Yeah, when we take up offerings, it's like, oh, $5 will do.
That'll get us a roll of duct tape.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's all you need.
So while you've traveled all across the country, what are some of the places you visited? And with a cardboard box church, what seasons of the year have you visited some areas?
Well, that's really one of the reasons why we were led to move to Florida, because the weather here is wonderful and it's very easy to evangelize on the streets. We've lived in New Jersey. That's where my husband is from. And then we were in Carolina. We were in South Carolina. We were in Pennsylvania as well. And there were some challenges when it was cold. And but you have to look at the weather, and you would also have occasions where we were led to go to certain places, and we were actually discipling a group in Tennessee, and we had decided to set up Cardboard Box Church on a specific day, and it just so happened that day there was a wild storm, and all these people were gathering to come meet us in Tennessee, and we were traveling to Tennessee for that purpose, and we had given them our destination, but the weather was acting up, and over 2,000 homes lost the electricity went down, and we're driving there to do Cardboard Box Church in the heart of the storm, but we were praying, Lord, clear the weather, and we were taking authority over it because we had no choice. Everyone was coming. And would you believe it? The moment we arrived, it cleared up. Everyone was so shocked. We were all so amazed. And yeah, so
wow.
Really,
praise God.
at the end of the day, the weather is secondary. Although I have to admit, we do look at the weather though, because we do look at the weather, but in certain occasions, we don't have to look at the weather because we can use the Lord's authority.
There you go. Proof right there.
Yep.
So,
yes, exactly.
Is it all the Spirit leading? Is there any strategy to the locations that you choose?
It's the leading of the Holy Spirit. We go once a week, and recently, since we've been living in Florida, which is the past couple of years, we evangelize mostly in Florida, although we do sometimes take road trips. And also with the pandemic, we prefer to be here, because when we have traveled, it's been, for example, when we went to California, it was intense. It was, the travel experience was intense, but very fruitful as well. We tend to lately go out in Florida. So, for example, last week we were in Orlando, and we sometimes go to St. Augustine or West Palm Beach. So we drive about an hour, 2 hours away, depending on how we feel led.
Now, do you target any particular group of people, the poor, non-Christians, Christians, you know, or just wherever?
Well, I think the target is the humble, because we want to ensure that when we release a word, that that seed will be received and it will grow and bear fruit. So although we do pray for the homeless, we do get that because we're on the streets. But for most part, I believe the ministry tends to reach a younger generation and the humble. And that really is any age. Anyone who has been seeking a word from the Lord, who has been yearning for more, we just pray before we go and set up, Lord, bring the humble to us. And that can look like a completely different picture each time. It could be, for example, when we go to West Palm Beach and we set up outside the courthouse, we have a lot of people who are troubled because they have a court case. And that's a fantastic place to set up because they want prayer.
You draw in a lot of people that might be just in the area as you're setting up, and they say, what's going on here with a cardboard box?
Yes, because we see a lot of miracles. We see a lot of healing miracles. That's our intent, is to release signs and wonders on the street, because once you see a miracle, then that person is all ears. And that miracle could be something as simple as feeling the peace of the Lord. And it can be something as dramatic as them gaining strength and the ability to walk and actually come out of release their crutches. So releasing the power of God, you know, as Apostle Paul said, that my preaching does not come with wise words and the intellect of men, but from the power of God. So we demonstrate that, and that's when things just open up. And it's very important, I believe, to step out there. It's all about speaking to strangers and being available to the Holy Spirit to move however He deems and wishes.
Can you give us a specific example, a story of somebody that was impacted through your ministry?
I do have an amazing story with a homeless guy who we actually came across when we set up Cardboard Box Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he was Jewish. He was a Jewish man. And he was down and out on the streets, and he didn't want to get prayed for. He just came to talk to us. He saw what we were doing, and he would come by, and he just wanted to chat, and he wanted to debate a little bit, you know. That happens sometimes. He just wants to talk. And boy, at first we were a little bit frustrated, I remember. This was a few years ago. And then it just came to be that I said, you know what, I'm going to pray for you. And we both prayed for him. And he said, okay, yes, you can pray for me. In the beginning, he wanted nothing to do with it. But after watching us and chatting with us, things just opened up. He felt the power of God. The very fact that he allowed the prayer, that was huge, because he wanted nothing to do with Jesus at first.
Yeah.
And for a Jewish man to finally say, yes, pray for me. And he received that peace. We spoke over him. We declared a new beginning in his life, that he would have a career opening up for him. He would have a home, etc. All these great things over him. And that was that. That was a wonderful experience. And then a few weeks later, we were in the same location. And then he came across us and he said, you won't believe what happened. I have a home now. A home opened up to me. And he knew it was because of the prayer. He knew. And we were so excited because he was looking different as well. Like, he was cleaned up.
Huh.
And that was fantastic. So I thought, oh, wow, that's so great. He's got a home now and he's cleaned up. Yeah, hallelujah. And then lo and behold, a few weeks later, we're back in the same location. And there he is again. We bump into him. And he said, you won't believe what happened. I got a job now as a chef. He had culinary skills, and he said, it's what I wanted. And we said, Jesus gave all of this to you, and he wants to give you more. And he knew it. He received it.
Wow.
Praise God. So,
yeah,
that was amazing to see, because praying for the homeless is one thing, but wow, this man's life changed in a matter of weeks.
We're talking with Ahava Sarah Fisher from Cardboard Box Church. Ahava, tell us your story. How'd you come to this point in your life? How'd you come to know Christ?
That would take me about 10 hours.
That's good. We got to talk about your YouTube channel yet.
Yes. So Cardboard Box Church is our main ministry. As I mentioned, my husband's the pastor of the church, and we evangelize every week. And on the side, I have my own personal YouTube channel where I share my own walk in Christ, where I share what the Lord has shown me. I share the dreams he's given me. And I like to go deep in my study of the word, because I just find it so exciting to penetrate through the word of God and enter through the door of the word. And so I do share some YouTube videos where, for example, recently I've been studying the culture, the biblical culture at the time, and then taking in a study of the word with the understanding of the culture. For example, in Thyatira, which is one of the churches that the Lord addresses in the book of Revelation. And in Thyatira, he's actually, in the book of Revelation, he rebukes the church of Thyatira after first commending them, because they had good qualities too. But he rebukes them because the spirit of Jezebel was in operation there. So I found it so fascinating to actually uncover the influence of the Roman culture and how that tied into the Jezebel spirit. And it just was mind-blowing to me, because it was as a result of the pagan influence, the influence of the guilds in Thyatira. This is a huge topic. I should probably not go too deep into this. but what I'm trying to share here is that I do love unraveling the word of God. So that's one of the places I get to share some of what the Lord has shown me. That's what I use YouTube for.
All right. How can people access your YouTube videos?
Okay, so basically, if you just go on YouTube, you can just type my name, Ahava Sarah Fisher, that's F-I-S-C-H-E-R, and you will find it very easily.
And some of the other topics you talk about, the topics of fasting and praying, things like that?
Yes, I love the fasted life. Recently, my husband and I did a 3-day dry fast, and we did it following another 3-day dry fast, yeah. Just 8 days prior. And it was amazing. I've always been a big proponent of fasting. In fact, even before I was saved, I would just naturally stop eating for a while, because I realized I felt so good when I just shut down from partaking of food constantly. And I did that even in my 20s. Even when I was in college in Australia, and I was not trying to diet or anything like that. I wasn't, because I was skinny. I had no need to diet, but I would just sometimes stop eating because I felt this, what I didn't understand at the time, but you can very quickly go into this, the presence of the Lord, into his peace, into abide in his rest. And at that time, I was not saved, but I recognized the need to just shut down for a season. So now, when I do fast now, it is for the intent of growing closer to the Lord.
Okay.
Yes. And it's the thing that most people that I've come across don't realize is that it is so enjoyable. It is not even a sacrifice. It feels like it at first, but then when you get to a point where the body is receiving the benefits of being allowed to rest from all its of digesting, etc., there's just something beautiful that happens. Literally partake of spiritual food. There's, I mean, it brings to mind the scripture where the disciples asked the Lord Jesus why he was not eating, because apparently it appears that there were times he would not eat. And he said, I have food to eat that you know not of. And I can give you an example of a fast that I did several years ago, in fact, when I love dry fasting because it's very intense and I want that intensity. And what I did was I was doing a dry fast at the time and I was feeling very weak. I remember I was lying in my bed. We were living in Pennsylvania at the time and we had a two-story apartment and I was in the second story. And I thought, oh, my throat was so dry. And I thought, I really need some water. Oh my goodness, I need some water so badly. But I was in a daze because I had been dry fasting for several days. And next thing you know, somehow I was drinking water and I was so relieved. And then all of a sudden I caught myself and I thought, oh my goodness, what have I done? I was supposed to complete one more day and I'm in the kitchen and I'm drinking water. And I broke my fast before the time. But then I realized I wasn't in the kitchen. I was still upstairs and I was lying in bed.
Oh, wow.
I was lying in bed, but I had water traveling down my throat.
Huh. Wow.
I mean, I cannot begin to relay to you how that just, you know, took my faith to such a high level to physically feel water rushing through my throat.
So maybe there's someone listening that with Lent coming up here, they want to say, I want to try fasting. What, for beginners especially, what are there any tips and precautions that you would give someone that be wanting to try fasting?
Yes, absolutely. You definitely need to prepare before fasting because you want it to be an enjoyable experience. Because when it's enjoyable, then you'll make it a lifestyle. But if you put yourself through too much and you don't enjoy it, then you'll most likely not do it again. So I would recommend starting slow. And I would even suggest start with Daniel fast. Start with raw fruits and vegetables, you know, allow the body to adjust to becoming lighter. And I highly recommend intermittent fasting because that's something anyone can do. And intermittent fasting involves perhaps having just one meal a day or two meals. You basically have a window of time, for example, 5 hours or 6 hours where you partake of food. And the rest of the time you don't have anything. Anyone can do this. And you don't have to do this every day, but you could just practice with a couple of times a week. You can practice with one day dry fast. You can practice with one day water fast. Start small. Because if you start small, you will enjoy it. And it's very important to make it enjoyable so that you keep doing it. And the body doesn't detox too quickly.
Yes. And you have YouTube videos talking about fasting and so many other things. Again, where can people access your YouTube videos? Because, yeah, you got everything from a biblical history to current topics and, you know, fasting. Where can people find your videos again?
Yes, on YouTube, you just type in my name, Ahava, A-H-A-V-A, Sarah Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
We have been talking with Hava Sarah Fisher on the Positive Chats podcast about her YouTube channel and the Cardboard Box Church. Do you have videos about people can see your Cardboard Box Church?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes. That is on my husband's YouTube channel, and you can literally just type in the name on YouTube, Cardboard Box Church, and there you will see a plethora of healing videos, raw street healing videos around the world.
Well, Hava, I think there's a lot of us that would love to see your videos just to see and experience the joy that you have.
Thank you.
It's a joy talking with you, and love your enthusiasm and in your heart and in the joy that you just that flows out of you. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning and chatting. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. It was my pleasure. God bless you.